Hello and welcome to episode 26 of What's Dis Podcast. I am Jillian.
And I am Matt.
And we are here to have a show of some sort, right?
Yep, sure.
Sure, let's do this shit.
What a tremendous way of wording that.
Yeah, everyone's so excited to hear our voices back on the air.
Have we not been on the air?
Oh, well, we seem to be getting later and later every week. We don't really have a consistent schedule.
That's true. We'll get there. Don't worry. We're busy, folks. We're planning for going to Disney. Shut up your faces.
And by we'll get there, I mean we'll never have a schedule and we'll just put out whenever the fuck we want.
We had a schedule.
Well, yeah, what was it? Like Tuesdays-ish? Wednesdays?
We recorded on Tuesday and then we got it out Thursday.
I think Thursday's our general go-to, like this might come out Thursday if we're good.
There's a possibility.
It's quite a possibility.
The fucking people don't need to.
I feel like I'm more prepared for this episode than I usually am. I have quite a bit of things to go
through. I'm certainly
through.
Not prepared at all.
That probably means it's just going to be a shit show and no one's going to care and everyone's going to be bored and they'll be like, oh, fuck, I don't even know what they're talking about anymore. I'm either going to pause or I have to rewind or I'm just going to shut it off.
Same as usual then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same shit. Well, I brought something to the table that we can start with.
Well, it's about time. It's about time you brought something to the table.
It's about time I prepared something. Because usually you're the one bringing everything, right?
I'm usually on the ball, yeah.
Yeah, you know everything about Disney, so you just kind of like pick up everything. And
what am I even here for?
I don't know. Moral support, more or less.
All right, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You don't bring the funny as much as you could.
Well, that would assume that I am funny.
Sometimes. You know, like remember that joke about the 2 o'clock?
That was hilarious. And if you don't think it was hilarious, you're not funny.
Oh, then I'm not funny, I guess.
I don't know if you've ever made me laugh.
I bet I have.
Maybe once or twice.
No, it's not usual though.
I'm a tough nut to crack.
I know. If you can make this dude crack up, let me think. There's no movies that I can even think of that you like crack up over. Impractical Jokers cracks you up.
It doesn't crack me up. Well, it has cracked me up.
It has on more than one occasion.
It's one of the few things. But no, nothing has cracked me up like that.
That joke. I mean, you can't really top that. You know, you could see every stand-up comic in the world. Never going to top that.
I love time-based humor.
Yeah. Anyways, I brought in a little bit of a video we're going to watch. Did you watch the Mickey Mouse Club when you were little?
No.
I don't think I did either because I don't think it was on the air anymore.
It was not currently on the air. It was also a morning show too, right?
I don't know. I don't remember ever watching it. I know Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake were in it.
I wasn't a big morning TV child.
I was on Saturdays. I watched a lot of cartoons. Constantly.
The majority of the TV I remember watching is either soap operas or news.
Oof. That's rough. I watched a lot of PBS, a lot of Nickelodeon. I didn't get Disney Channel because you had to pay extra for that.
I got that stuff as I got older and there were more children that were at the same house as I was.
Oh, we only had me and my sister, so.
But I never had, I was often being babysat.
Well.
So there was no time in my life where I had control of the TV. And if I did.
I always had.
If I did, it only was for a brief moment.
Yeah.
Like I still don't have it.
No.
You walk in and you change the channel immediately.
Yeah, because I say, can I watch something? Because you're not watching, so it doesn't really matter. Most of the time, you're just asleep watching something, so that's
not really watching it. I'm laying down is not asleep.
Look, you're either watching something or you're not. And you have to be watching it, or else
often
you can just
I'll be watching
it.
Something, and then it's no longer on the TV.
Well, that's too
fine.
Bad. You just learn what I'm watching instead.
And that's what I've done so far.
Yeah.
The fucking Duggars having their babies.
I just like following like train wrecks and seeing if anything happens.
I don't consider them a train wreck.
No, they're not yet. I wait for things to happen and they don't. It's just the same shit.
Majority of them are on the ball.
Yeah. Oh, well. But I didn't watch Mickey Mouse Club when I was younger. I do know the song, though, right? You know the song?
I know that he spells his name. Or
Mickey
no, he doesn't spell
Mouse
it. Someone
Club,
else does.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Didn't know that
who's
part.
Who's the leader of the band?
So they,
that's made for
they
you.
They chant Mickey Mouse?
MickeyMouseMouse.
I knew that part.
Come along and sing the song and join the jamboree. M-I-C-K. All right, you get it.
I guess so.
So it looks like there's a new Mickey Mouse Club coming out on Disney Channel with all these new Disney Channel stars.
Let me tell you, I had no idea what we were doing until I looked at the screen and saw what it was.
Oh, yeah. It looks horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I can't imagine this is going to be good, but I'll give it a chance and we'll see how it goes. Because, you know, we have faith in Disney, right? They know what the kids like nowadays.
Disney Channel and Disney are two separate entities, right?
But Disney Channel knows what the kids like, right?
Probably more than I do.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to this, folks, and this is going to be what the kids are going to be watching. This is their Mickey Mouse Club. So here we go. All right.
Is that dubstep?
That was the intro. That wasn't even the song. Oh, here we go. All right. Like the piano. Oh, fuck. Oh, boy.
Now, this is very similar to the hip-hop of the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
The editing is.
All right. So I don't...
Wait.
I do hate it, but...
Ooh! That's a girl? That sounds like a dude.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. That sounds like a girl, which it was. Oh. You should see these people dressed. It's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
She sounds like a dude. What, she smoked 10 packs of cigarettes? Ugh, they're all white.
They are all, well...
Oh, it's like two black... Oh, God. Ginger.
This Spanish.
Oh,
yes.
God. Now they're doing the robot. They're so white. Oh, the black guy can dance. Oh, boy. Oh, God. He had a guitar.
Because he's white. He should.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Oh, God. She did mini ears on her head. Why does it have to rap?
It's the same rapper. The same woman.
I hate it still.
Young lady.
Digital? Now I know.
You know what's awesome? These folks are going to be famous someday.
Club, wait, they don't say club. Oh, they can dance.
For the most part.
Oh, man. Oh, those black people are a disgrace.
No, they weren't. I don't think it belongs in 2017.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was
trying
definitely
to like,
a late 90s.
Yeah, it was trying to like, but the music wasn't 90s. It was like,
if you took
shitty.
That track, the music behind it, and you put it over an actual rap song, it would have been a good rap song.
But this is a Mickey Mouse Club.
I understand that.
I just don't like it. That girl sounded like a dude, though.
I didn't hate
for
it.
Real.
I hated
that it
was
for
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. It could be for any other show, and I probably wouldn't give a shit because I'm probably
really
not going to watch
it. Really would have been ideal for Goofy.
Goofy doesn't have a show, so.
Exactly. He should.
Why? Is Goofy like urban or something?
Yes.
He is?
You saw a Goofy movie, didn't you?
Yes. Did you?
Yeah, his child is urban.
No, you didn't even see the movie.
I know.
Oh.
But Max is urban.
No, he's not. I mean, just because he wears low pants, that was just a thing back then. That like hang off your ass.
Max had his voice was the same voice as Zachary Binks.
Was it really?
Yep, and he was recently at Disney. That's how I know that.
Thackeray.
No, it's Zachary.
They even spell
it's
spelled it.
It's
so, like,
TH, but that's because in old English, the TH was a Z.
No one corrected them though.
God damn it, do your research, Disney.
All right, so this is your new ringtone, right?
Yes. It's not even my new ringtone. It's my old ringtone.
Yeah, you were like, we got the sneak peek like
I had this 2 months ago.
Yeah. I didn't like it, but hopefully everyone else enjoyed listening to it.
I did.
I just found that on Twitter yesterday, so I figured we'd play it for y'all.
I'm just going to try to be more positive, you know?
Yeah, that's great, even though it totally doesn't deserve it. If you're going to be positive about old attractions that are no longer existing.
I have to. I'm going to be positive about everything.
Hair on my mic. Okay. All right. So I guess we'll just go into some Epcot stuff.
You got some, what are we doing here? You've got something planned. You got a booklet in front of you.
I've got some literature in front of me. Do you want to hear who's going to be at Eat to the Beat, even though everyone else does this on their podcast?
If you can do it differently, yeah.
Okay. Probably not, but I'm just going to list them real quick because I'm not going to take forever. Tell me if you know any of these and if you can remember any infamous songs. Delta Ray is August 31st and September 1st, so they've been long gone.
I don't know them by their name, though.
Delta Ray, I don't know. The Hooters? The Hooters?
I wish I saw them.
The Hooters. I like the Hooters. Baja Men, obviously.
Oh,
you know
the
them.
Dogs out there, yep. Yes.
They did a few Disney covers, too. I can't remember which ones.
Didn't they do It's a Small World?
Yes, they did like that insane It's a Small World techno type thing.
Right.
It's a small...
Yep.
that's what it was.
That's certainly accurate.
Ooh, Fuel.
Fuel, they did...
The Hemorrhage, right?
Hemorrhage in My Hands.
In My Hands. They just sound like everybody
else,
right?
They did Shimmer, too, didn't they?
Yeah, did they?
It's on my Spotify. I'm pretty sure they
did. The Picture song, like, you wanna take my...
No, that was Filter.
Oh, Filter. That's close. Fuel and Filter, you know?
Well, a fuel you use for your car, a filter you use for your camera. Or your water.
Starship, starring Mickey Thomas.
Is that like Jefferson Starship?
Yeah, I guess it's just Starship now.
So now it's Tommy Starship?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Jeffrey Starship.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I do.
Lauren Elena. No idea who that is.
Nope.
Plain White Tees. I hate them.
Oh, hey there, Delilah.
Fucking hate them.
How you doing?
Sister Hazel. I like Sister Hazel.
All for you.
Yeah.
I love that song. Are they going to be there when we're there?
No, they're gone.
Oh, actually, fuck me.
What's today? The 16th?
Yeah. No, it's the 13th.
Oh, shit. Oh, you could still make it if you leave, you know, tomorrow.
God damn it. I got a plane to catch.
The 16th and the 17th, Sister Hazel. Air Supply.
Oh, yep. I know the old Air Supply.
21st and 22nd, so they'll, yeah, we'll miss them. Everclear. Woo! We're going to see Everclear.
No, I'm not as excited.
What?
I'd rather see Sister Hazel.
Well, you can't.
I love Sister Hazel.
You can't see them.
That one song they had,
they'll
I loved
it. They'll
be
gone. They'll probably be dead next year.
That's
too,
like so. My go-to, like, just off-the-cuff reference I make all the time.
All for you.
Yeah. Someone's like, what song are you listening to? And I always suggest that one. I always say that one.
Why?
Because it's so random.
Oh, it is random. We got Sugar Ray the next three nights after that. Yep. We're going to see Everclear and Sugar Ray.
Everclear, Santa Monica.
I love Santa Monica. I don't like that Santana song, though. They probably won't sing that, though.
What's
right?
The Santana song?
Maria.
No, that's not them.
He did a song. No, he did a song with them, didn't he?
Yeah, you think of Maria, Maria.
Yeah, I know that song.
That's Rob Thomas.
Didn't Everclear do one?
No, that's just Santana.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Rob Thomas.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck Rob Thomas. I remember, Rob Thomas. He was in Always Sunny.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny in that.
He's Sinbad's bitch.
Yeah. 38th Special. I don't remember what they sing.
Yep.
Didn't we try figuring that out?
I know that it was labeled wrong, but it was always The Boys Are Back in Town. And I know it was labeled wrong because I got it from Napster. And Napster, they would always label things wrong and there was really no way you could check it.
Yeah, I probably like don't know half the artists I used to listen to because I just had a Napster for everything and LimeWire.
Right.
Mark Wills will be there September 30th and October 1st.
At the Wilbur?
I think he's like a country singer.
Don't know. Will we be there for that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go see
him. Fuck that, I'm not going to see it.
American Authors, no idea. Christopher
American
Cross.
American Authors, I know them.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Love Christopher Cross.
I wish Michael McDonald was there.
Yeah, he'd probably just stay there all night. He'd just keep playing till the fucking break of dawn.
As long as he did, I keep forgetting over and over again, I'd be fine with
that. The Devin Allman Band? No idea.
The Allman Brothers?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Maybe just one of them?
Dennis DeYoung, The Music of Styx. So it's just that guy.
Fuck yeah, I love Styx.
I do too, but just that one guy.
Babe.
Oh. Babe, I'm leaving. Taylor
Lady?
Dane.
Don't know her.
Nope. God Jeffrey Osborne. Who the fuck is that?
He's like a more tame Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor and Ozzy Osbourne combined.
Oh, Postmodern Jukebox. I wish we were seeing them.
Yeah, I don't really know them. Wasn't a big fan.
10,000 Maniacs.
Yes.
Who's that?
Oh, God damn it.
No. We should look these up, probably.
No, I know them. You would know them if you heard their song.
Yeah, you don't have to look it up.
I do have to look it up.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. I just realized I love like all their hits. And I had no idea that was them.
Their fucking hits were bomb
diggity. They were great. Kenny G. Oh, I'd love to see Kenny G. He's a sax guy, right? Saxing it up.
Kenny G.
Kenny G. Hmm. Or am I thinking of Kenny Rogers? Who's Kenny Rogers?
Kenny
Rogers. G did the sax.
Kenny G did the sax. Kenny Rogers was a...
I'm Kenny Rogers. Welcome to Jacket.
Yeah, that's the one.
Billy Ocean. I don't know.
Did he do Try Honestly?
Who?
Try. No, that... No.
Eh, fuck it. If you don't know them, we're just not going to guess them because that's just annoying.
That's fun for me, though.
Tiffany, we saw her last year. She mauled up the whole place. Hanson.
We had to escape.
Remember Hanson?
Yeah, he doesn't.
They're back.
Oh,
in pop form.
Billy Ocean does Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, that's the one.
He doesn't say Caribbean. He says Caribbean.
Yeah, but I say...
Caribbean Queen. We have Blue October. I don't know who the hell that is. Living Color.
Oh, I see what you did there because it's British spelled.
Boys to Men. I love them.
Not going to see them.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
If you love some swing music.
And Squeeze. Ooh, my mom loves Squeeze.
What do they sing?
You know that song?
No, I don't. That's why I asked.
Didn't they sing that song like about oysters or whatever?
The Blue Oyster Cult?
No.
I thought
I can't fucking think of Squeeze right now.
They should be singing songs about.
She told me all the fucking songs.
Fucking orange juice and all the different types of fruit you can squeeze and get juice out of.
Oh yeah, like honeydew melon and.
Honeydew melon?
Melon juice.
I never would have thought of honeydew melon.
Yeah, just squeeze it on top of the thing and it juices.
Some lemon juice, some lime juice.
Yeah, I bet people drink that all the time.
All the juices.
Well, now we're going to move on.
Now?
Yes.
After that fucking...
After that shit show.
Tragedy.
Test your Epcot smarts. Would you like to test your Epcot smarts?
I would love to show the fans how much they probably know more than I do.
Yeah, definitely.
And I have a podcast and they don't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're probably like, that guy sucks. Why the hell is he on a Disney podcast? It's because he's learning. That's why.
Yeah, I'm here to learn, bitches.
Yeah, he's the minority of the people who aren't listening or whatever.
I'm the minority of the people who aren't listening.
I guess. Well,
I'll tell you what, you're right, because I don't listen.
Yeah, that's true. So, generally. But we're going to celebrate Epcot for the next 2 weeks. We're probably going to record at least one more about Epcot.
Fuck yeah.
Epcot's 35th. We are going to be there October 1st to celebrate. So we're just going to do a little ode to Epcot.
Let's do this.
So we got our Mickey monitor in the mail, and I got a little bit of a quiz.
Wait a second.
Oh.
We got our?
Oh, it's addressed to you.
I got my Mickey monitor.
Mine expired. But I'm keeping it anyways, because fuck you.
I'll allow it.
You know, I asked you like 3 of these questions already, and you probably don't remember them, so
I'm
going to do
them again.
You're
damn right I
don't. All right, number one. Which opening day attraction was partially designed using concept character designs from artist Mary Blair?
That would be...
I haven't given you the choices.
The Mexican ride.
Ah, okay. It's A, El Rio del Tiempo.
That's the one.
Ah, shush. B, Horizons, or C, Kitchen Cabaret?
Horizons. No, it's the Mexican one. I said it.
What was it? I just said it.
Something El Fuego de Tiempo.
Oh, God. The River of Fire?
No. What did I say?
No, wait.
I said the time of fire.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, the time of fire.
Yeah.
No, you said the time of fire.
Did I? No, I said El Fuego de Tiempo.
Because it's El Rio del Tiempo, which is the river of time, right? So you said a fire of time.
Sure.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does.
It'll be El Rio del Fuego.
The river of fire?
Fire. Yes, it is the river of fire.
Is there a lot of fire in that ride?
No, there's actually none.
God damn it.
There's a volcano, but we don't get to see it go splody.
Go splody.
It goes splody.
I could use a...
How tall is Spaceship Earth? A, too tall. B, just a right.
That's not what it says.
It says A, 15 stories. B, 18 stories. Or C, 20 stories.
B, 18 stories.
That is correct.
Oh, motherfuckers.
18
Disney
stories.
Cats
on fire. So you'd pretty much die jumping off there, you know?
Yep. If it's under 5 stories, you'll probably be fine. Probably just break a couple legs.
You'll be fine.
Dickheads.
You'll be fine. What is the name of the 65 by 35 foot scene changer below the stage of American Adventure that moves the show sets into place? Is it A, the War Wagon, B, the Stage Shifter, or C, the Stage Wagon?
A.
You see what I did there?
The War Wagon.
Mixed them.
Because you're going to fucking war.
It is the A, the War Wagon, underneath American Adventure.
God damn it. What? Why?
Why?
Yeah. Doesn't give you a little factoid information explaining why?
Yeah, because like two brothers and they die. Remember one dies?
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Oh, brother. What is it?
You know, the two brothers song where one dies? That's such a sad song.
I've only seen it once.
I cried.
And I didn't cry. I didn't fall asleep.
Who was the host for Kitchen Cabaret? Is it A, Cookie Ann Milk, B, Cherry on Top,
Slut,
or C, Bonnie Appetit?
Bonnie Appetit.
That is correct. Why did I even check?
Cherry on Top's a
slut. Clearly it's not Cookie Ann Milk. What a dumb bitch.
Yeah, she's a prude.
Cherry on Top, you fucking... That's not even close to a real name. What country was welcomed into World Showcase in 1984? Was it A, Norway, B, Morocco, or C, France?
I'm going to go with Morocco because that's what I was thinking originally.
84 for Morocco. Let's see. It is letter
France.
C, which... Oh, nope. That's the wrong one. Okay. B.
Morocco.
Why'd they have to do this? Morocco. Yes. You're
God
right.
Damn it. I'm fucking good.
Good job.
Is that it?
Nope.
Good.
What was the original name of the restaurant in the Land Pavilion that slowly rotates when it opened in 1982? This is actually going to be in the video, so I was going to give you this tidbit as we were watching, but now I don't have to.
But we're going
to
get it now.
Is it A, the Garden Grill, B, the land grill room. That was so awkward to say. Hold on. The land grill. All right. And C, the Good Turn restaurant.
C, the Good Turn restaurant.
Are you sure it's not the land grill room?
That sounds too phenomenal.
Stupid. Yes, it was C, the Good Turn restaurant.
Fucking A right, man. I'm on fire.
The land grill. Okay. Which Future World pavilion listed below did not open on opening day? Is it A, Horizons, B, World of Motion, or C, the Universe of Energy?
What was it, World of Motion?
Oh, I said Horizons, yep. World of Motion.
That's the one, World of Motion.
You think that was not open on opening day?
I don't know. This one I don't know at all.
It was letter A, which was...
Horizons?
Horizons.
Go fuck yourself.
Reaching
Horizons has been open forever.
I think it only... might have been a few months before it opened. How much did an adult... blah, blah, blah.
Today, how much, Junior?
How much did an adult ticket 18 plus cost on opening day?
$34.
$10, $15, or $20?
$15.
It was B, $15.
Fucking if this was the SATs, I would have fucking nailed it because it's been mostly Bs.
Yeah, and if you put your name on it, you get like 500 points or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying I just did B.
In 1989, what could be viewed at the Wonders of Life Pavilion? A film featuring Chevy Chase.
A film featuring Birthmaking.
B, a film featuring Mike Myers. Or C, a film featuring Dana Carvey. Well, that'd be unfortunate.
C, Dana Carvey.
You know we saw this one, right?
No. Oh, is it Chevy Chase?
Yes, it is. Oh, wait. Shit. No, it's not. It is Dana Carvey.
I knew. I didn't think
wait,
it was.
Wait, didn't we see Chevy Chase? Oh, that was in that Soundstage.
Yeah, that was different.
Oh, shit. That confused me.
God damn it.
It was Dana Carvey. What the fuck was... Oh!
He was big at the time.
What could be viewed a film... Oh, because he was in The Muscles.
Yes.
We haven't watched that. Certainly. I don't want to spoil it for you. It's an attraction that we haven't done that attraction yet.
Keep your spoilers to yourself.
We haven't finished Wonders of Life yet.
God damn it.
It's a wonder. In 1986, a hydrolator would transport you to which undersea research facility? Is it A, Seabase Alpha? Is it B, Seabase Atlantis? Or is it C, Seabase Calypso? It sounds so...
B.
Are any of them C? Because they're all like, oh wait, that was C, the one that I thought was silly. You said B?
Yep.
It is A, Seabase Alpha.
That's what I thought it was, but
you doubted yourself. Yeah, Atlantis did not make an appearance here.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
We haven't seen that one yet. Oh. So it's not yet. It will be though, I promise.
Does it have any time-based humor?
Oh, I don't really know what it's about. Oh. I think it's like an underworld city of some sort.
Oh.
I'm sure it's awful. What is the name of the ship docked at the American Adventure? There's a ship there? What the fuck? Is there a ship there?
Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't.
Anyways, it's A, Golden Wings, B, Golden Dream, or C, Golden Oak.
D, Golden Shower.
D, Golden Shower.
It's Golden Oak. C.
C. Let's see. It is B, Golden Dream, the ship is. I didn't know there was a ship there. Am I missing things? Like, where the hell is the ship?
It's docked. It's at the dock.
Oh, yeah. What wattage bulb is used to project the movie at the American Adventure? Jesus Christ, who cares?
35.
It's 4,000, 5,000, or 7,000.
4,000, 5,000, or 7,000?
Yeah.
5,000.
You are not correct. It is 7,000.
God damn it.
As if it matters. The fish and chips chop. Fish and chips chop.
That sounds wonderful.
The fish and chips shop in the United Kingdom Pavilion is from what English country? Is it A, Devonshire, B, Yorkshire, or C, Derbyshire?
Yorkshire!
It is B, Yorkshire.
The motherfuckers.
The television special, Epcot Center, the opening celebration, aired October 23rd, 1982. And who was the host? Do I need to give the options because he is one of our drops that we never use?
I'm Billy K.
Billy? Is it A, Danny K?
Danny K.
B, Dick Van Dyke, or C, Don Knotts?
It's Danny K.
It is Danny K. He's alive and wet from Epcot Center.
I was hoping it was Billy K.
He's extremely wet all the time. And what was... I'm just going to do the last one right now.
Yeah, this
and
is kind of boring.
Yeah, sorry. No one's learning anything. I bet the second half will be more fun, but we'll save that for next time.
Oh, okay.
Who was a sponsor for the land pavilion in 1982?
It's Siemens.
It's very good for our show today because all the land ones have been asked, I believe. Is it A, Nestle, B, Kraft, or C, Siemens?
Kraft.
It wasn't
Siemens.
It was B, Kraft, yes.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I believe Nestle took over at one point or another.
So didn't Siemens.
But we'll find out the rest
Siemens
for another time. Hope everyone either learned or was bored to death. So either way, we win.
We hope you got smarter or you died.
You got the smart of the Epcot. Okay, so guys, we're going to the land. We're finishing up the land.
Let's listen to the land.
I'm trying to do...
Is that song in here?
I hope so. If not, we're definitely ending with it, and I'll have to listen to it if we can't listen to it in here. I looked at opening day attractions for Epcot. We've done a few.
Oh, yeah?
We got Universe of Energy we did.
Fucking nailed it.
I forget the other ones that we did.
We did Kitchen Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, that was open.
Yep.
Opening day.
We did School of Rock.
Yeah, that one. We did that one and the other ones.
That's
and the
not
other
a real
things.
One.
Yeah, no, it's
we
not.
We did Horizons wasn't open. I just
no.
learned. We're doing two of them right
know.
Now, right?
Yeah, we did some and we're doing two more.
God damn it. What else?
So we're doing today, we're going to two attractions. The first one being a film by no one. I'm not going to read who the hell it was by, I guess. It opened October 1st, 1982, obviously, and closed January 1st, 1995. And this is Symbiosis, which is the film that was replaced by Circle of Life, an Environmental Fable.
Oh, hell
yeah.
And
we know how exciting that movie is, so I can only imagine how much the precursor is.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's like so like...
God damn it, don't pollute, motherfuckers.
I'm always in there with my popcorn cheering and screaming and yelling and laughing and crying and all the emotions.
My take on it is not to pollute anymore, so they can put something better in there.
Yeah, like RACYCLE, recycle.
If we can eliminate all pollution, then I don't have to worry about seeing these stupid-ass videos at Disney World anymore.
Well, this video
is gone. And I can
see fun
things.
This video is gone, though.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the goddamn Lion King one.
Well, we have to do it next time because we're doing every attraction.
The Lion King one's still there, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I thought we weren't doing things that are still there.
Not on the show. We are physically
going.
Yeah,
no, I know. Trust me, I know.
The theater.
All right.
Okay, so I just want to give you a few more things. We know the Good Turn restaurant was in the land. The farmer's market was where Sunshine Season is now. The Sunshine Season Food Fair was after that. Oh, look, there was an ice cream place, a potato store, pasta, soup and salad, and barbecue. Barbecue's still there. That's good stuff. I had some barbecue pork meatloaf type stuff when we went there last time. All right, so you ready to do a Symbiosis film?
Yeah. Were they going to explain what Symbiosis is?
Do you know what Symbiosis is? I don't know.
It's
like when the plants like fuck.
No.
It's when they don't fuck.
Well, a symbiote is... A symbiotic relationship is...
Like
is
meshing.
When two things work together to
benefit
each other.
Oh, we help them, they help us.
Right.
You pet the animals, they pet you back.
Like, to do a Marvel reference, Venom is a symbiote because he makes the host stronger, but he gets the life force and
we breathe out carbon dioxide and they breathe out oxygen.
That's,
and then we
switch. That's a great example, but it's got nothing to do with Disney.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think this is going to have anything to do with Disney, to be honest. But it might be a good film. Might be a good flick.
Okay.
We can knock it off our list of films to watch. Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go do Symbiosis.
Let's hope the levels are okay.
Woohoo! So excited. We're at the Harvest Theater. We're going to get our popcorn right here.
We're
going to
harvest
now,
some corn.
I don't know how many minutes to the show there is. It just said minutes to the show. Didn't say how many.
It is. I just went exactly where you
told me
to go.
I'm sure there is just minutes to the show, though. It's not an hour or so.
A creative nothing partnership.
I can't hear it.
I'm fucking adjusting. Every
drop of water. Every human being. Ooh, bean.
Human beans. That's testicles.
Ooh, this guy's creepy. Evolving dynamic whole. Oh, I did read that this guy does a lot of voices for games and movies and stuff.
It's a good voice.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I guess I should give credit where credit is due and look up his name. Click. Let's see. It's loading. Come on.
Fucking internet sucks here.
Okay. His name was Philip L. Clark. I tried looking up, but he did, you know, it didn't say what exactly he did. He was in a lot of Disney movies and stuff. And this was directed by Paul Gerber.
Check his IMDb.
Yeah, Philip L. Clark. I can name things while this movie is, you know, going through time and space or whatever it is.
Fucking love time.
Oh, we're going through the river.
The river of fire. The river of time.
Oh, the Rio del Fuego.
This is El Rio de Tempo. Tempo.
This guy was in Beauty and the Beast, American Tale, 50 Goes West, Aladdin, Pirates of the Dark Water, Pebble and the Penguin. Oh boy, he did a lot.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Spider-Man, Smurfs, Scooby-Doo, and Scrappy Pooh. Oh, Scrappy-Doo.
You don't know Scrappy?
I know Scrappy. He's a little...
Why'd you call him Scrappy Pooh?
I thought that's what it said.
Oh, what's going on here?
Whoa. There's birds.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, shit. Oh, horses. Oh, look, the little horses.
A pony.
Oh, look, birds more again.
Birds more again.
More birds and stuff. Oh, elephants.
I thought we were pachyderms. I thought we were getting into...
No, not pachyderms. They're just elephants. There's no other kinds.
I thought we were getting into the Indiana Jones here.
Yeah, I know. Oh, what's that? It's a wildebeest herd.
It's a herd of wildebeest.
Wilder or deer, or reindeer.
Pachyderms.
Pachyderms.
What is a derm?
God, there's so many birds. Are they doing symbiosis?
Everything.
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, giraffe.
Everything is symbiosis.
It's so dark.
Yeah, real shitty lighting.
Ooh, it's like Lion King, only it's not. Oh, one dark. Oh, okay. What the hell are those? Cows? Oh, yeah, there's cows. Oh, the sun's coming up.
Cows.
Yeah, they are. They have steer
they're the fucking
things. They have antlers and shit.
Wildebeest still.
Wildebeest. Oh, look, a baby giraffe.
A giraffe runs funny.
It's because it's a baby.
It's a fucking dweeb.
It's so cute.
What a nerd.
Loser. Being mean to the animal. Oh, God.
Attack him.
Is that a caveman?
It's a fucking aboriginal person.
What the hell?
Spike
what are we
that
watching?
Motherfucker.
What the fuck? There's doggies. Oh, there's a sled.
That's the symbiosis. We're working together.
Oh, okay. As long as, well, people were hunting the animals.
He's
they weren't
fishing
working
right
together.
Now. When you kill them.
How is that symbiosis?
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, that's not symbiosis.
Yes, sir. You're making their rank stronger.
Oh, dear. Is there going to be death in this?
It's already been death.
Is that a cowboy?
No, it's an Indian.
Ooh. I like this guy's voice. Oh, God, that horse is going to fall. Oh, my God.
I don't think he's going to fall. He's trained by
that
engine.
It's really scary. He's on a hill. Oh, he's in the middle of nowhere.
How'd they get a camera there?
Yeah, seriously, what the hell?
What?
Couldn't do that in Soarin'.
Fuck?
Jesus Christ, how'd they do this? Holy shit.
Why is it the
Hoover
Dam?
This is crazy. Whoa, this is all this crazy cuts. How did
it's
we get to
cut.
The Hoover
There's
Dam?
There's been no cut.
How'd they do that?
We were in the desert next to the Hoover Dam.
There was no desert there.
There was at one point.
Oh, is that Niagara Falls?
That's.
Oh, it's a dam.
It's funny because that's usually what they show in movies, like when they're showing, like, the climax of intercourse.
Mm.
Instead of showing the actual stuff. Not the porno stuff.
Oh, is that Machu Picchu?
Yes.
It is.
Machu Picchu.
Oh, there's a bridge of some sort.
It's an aqueduct in Rome.
Monuments to our enthusiasm for changing enthusiasm.
The environment. An enthusiasm prompted by the most basic of all motivations.
Survival.
Ooh, survival.
Oh, so yeah, it was survival, I guess. Oh, look at the cow. He's just pulling things around. Nothing less motivated
the Gifugao tribe to There's one thing I understand, it's staying alive.
What?
The Bee Gees. I said, if there's one thing I understand, it's staying alive.
Oh.
Direct answer to the food problem of their time.
Mike, fucking nice hats.
Yeah, rice workers or whatever. Oh, traffic.
God.
On the highway.
Damn it.
Wait. Oh. It looks like army trucks. I guess that was like Vietnam or something.
Yeah. The Viet Cong.
Ooh, a rice research?
It's a white guy, so there's no way it's Vietnam.
Do you think the Rice Research Foundation is still available? Still living?
I hope people are still doing research into rice.
Yeah, you can never know too much about rice.
You got the white rice, the brown rice, the long grain rice, the short grain rice.
Jasmine.
The jasmine, the rice pilaf.
Mm. Spanish.
Spanish.
African American.
Well, no.
What's this guy doing making rice? Yesterday's technology and today's. Yeah, they're really
only
studying rice.
What a fucking boring life you people lead. Look at this grain of rice.
3,000 years. Oh, look at this nice song.
I thought they were going to play The Sound of Silence.
To the sound of music.
I don't know that one.
Oh, North Africa. Middle East. Oh, and the Middle East.
Not land. Oh, I thought he said North Africa had little yeast.
Water. They don't have water.
For thousands of years, the people here have used all their ingenuity to make the best use of what little could be found.
Oh, they have one of those in Disney Springs.
What is it?
The thing that you turn when the water comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing's fun.
It wasn't
except,
working.
Right, yeah, remember when I sat there for 5 minutes and you guys were like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, is it going to work? And then it didn't work, and I looked like an asshole.
Yep.
That was fun. Apparently useless. So don't go to Israel, asshole. Jesus, you don't like it.
Reading information provided by sensors in the fields control the flow. Delivering the water to where
controlling the flow.
Drop by precious drop.
Drop.
They
Bang
really
drop.
Like their water over there.
Bang drop. I go days without drinking water sometimes.
I think it's hard to get water over there now.
Now?
Yeah.
No.
To the universe of energy. It sounded like it.
It did. I thought it was.
Ah!
Fuck you, birds. We're filming a movie here.
Jesus, get out of the way. Oh, now we're going to go somewhere else, right? How'd they do that?
They didn't go somewhere
How'd
else.
How'd they do that?
Holland.
Holland.
Water management approaches art.
Ooh. They make art of water? Ooh, windmill. Or whatever it is. What is that?
It's a windmill.
Windmill.
Right?
I guess. I don't know. I think it is.
It's on the clog.
Quick today, Holland's windmills were actually built as part of what is now an incredibly elaborate 900-year-old water removal
system.
Oh, water removal.
Does Holland have a lot of water, I guess? Oh, shit, they're like underwater.
Why don't they give some of that water to someone else?
Oh, why don't they send it to Israel?
Fucking bitches.
Still?
Forever.
Holland's just going to be water from now on.
So I can't believe it's not underwater already.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that. We haven't been there yet. Could be.
Well, I haven't seen any commercials for it underwater.
Oh, yeah, like Underwater Planet. Like, they're just selling it like Atlantis.
Like Waterworld?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a horrible movie.
No, it's not.
It's a, oh, boy.
It's one of the best.
Oh, yeah?
Hydraulic laboratories. Navarra trees? Enormous new southern
What's that?
Flood control system.
Is that a robot?
It's some type of up to date machinery.
Is he gonna get rid of all the water? Imagine it started walking.
Planning everything down to the minutest detail.
I don't know what it does.
Me neither.
The project's immense scale.
I don't know.
I don't even really know what we're watching.
I don't either. I don't know what that is. Well, now we're in the sky again. A lot of air shots.
We love it, aerials around here. Not the Little Mermaid.
Oh, what's that?
Seeds.
Little Mermaid, what?
Yes.
I said aerial, but I meant from like an aerial view.
Oh, haha.
We have always intervened in nature.
Yes, we have.
Sadly, yeah, we gotta leave nature alone.
Have not always been so benign.
Oh, no. Something
bad's
gonna happen.
Sometimes we've destroyed the entire planet.
Oh, boy.
We misused our watching helplessly as our
the Great Depression. Fucking what a great time to be alive.
The topsoil just went away. Oh boy. No more farms. Was it really the Great Depression then?
This is the
all
the
farms
Dust Bowl,
were
yeah.
ruined. Oh shit. Watching helplessly as barren hillsides this is sad. This film's a real downer.
Say goodbye to your house.
Damn, their
dickheads.
Houses were so low.
And we used our lakes, rivers, and streams.
For dukes.
Yep, you were right. For poops. I'll put poops in the lake.
But then, finally,
oh, look, people picked up all the poops.
No. We just decided to stop doing it.
Oh, yeah, we have to take charge. Isn't there a whole garbage island in California, like off the Pacific coast?
It's just floating there.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into a planet someday.
Yeah. Oh, look, England.
Pollution.
Fuck this. The Japanese or the Chinese or one of them, they have more air pollution than anyone else.
Yeah, but England had water pollution and they took care of it in 20 years.
Yeah, but at least they had Jack the Ripper to take care of their prostitution pollution.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of all them. Oh, shit. Was that a fire?
What world is this?
Oh, it's a river.
It's the Fire River.
What the hell? That looks like smoke. Oh, it is.
Very unclear.
Jesus. This isn't very fun.
Yeah, what a downer.
I feel just bad. I can't do anything.
I hope you are all having a great
Ooh,
day.
Oxygenation ponds. Ooh. And because of new concepts like these
and the laws that require their use, the laws. The Willamette runs clean again. That's a fucking nice picture.
That is a nice river. It's nice and clean, no trash. Oh, there's people fishing. Oh shit, that's a huge fish.
It's not a fish.
Oh, it's a net.
No, it's not. It's they're testing the water.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, she's kind of hot.
Good. No, she's not.
She took her glasses off.
He's a fucking good-looking man, though.
It's bald.
Hey.
Oh, they jumped. Oh, now you can swim in the poop river. Yay.
Oh, shit. He just landed on top of that other kid.
Asshole.
Oh, now they're all drowning. What's
help,
going on?
Help.
What about the forests?
Burn them. Burn gully that shit.
Fuck them.
Munch?
We can learn much. Let's move from the Mars like they did in Futurama.
Oh, yeah. Or we could do like desert farms like in Horizons.
Yeah, that's another
Horizons.
Way to do it.
Horizons. Cure. Doo-doo-doo! Feels like Soarin'.
Was it Dolby?
I feel like this little bits of... Oh, universe of energy. All the songs sound like Epcot songs.
They were all composed by Robert Easton.
Who's that?
Is that just the name I made up?
Oh, yeah, that guy. And from the forest to America's great northwest. From the forest.
To the
ooh,
mountain.
A mountain. No forest is big enough to the prairie. Unassisted, the
onslaught white with fog.
What? Oh, shit, he's going to take down a tree.
Fuck your tree. That's what he said.
Ah, you don't need this. You're all done with this tree.
God, he didn't even yell timber. What a prick.
Boom.
What if that took out somebody?
Kill him.
It's like we're watching the making of Cali River
he's
Rapids.
Chopping them. Yeah. Wait, is Cali about like preservation of the land?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like Fern Gully like
2.0?
That's why
it's so depressing.
Yeah. I like Cali. I can't wait to go back on. We haven't
it
been on in
such
like,
a boring ride.
We,
and
been
we
on
didn't
in
even get wet.
In 2 years, we haven't been on there, I think.
I've
maybe
only ever been on
years.
It once.
Yeah. I think it was 2014 was the last time.
I think it was more recent than that. I think it might have been 2015.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Well, bye, trees.
That was a cake song.
Someone took the liberty of putting a lot of video in here, things that we just really don't need to see. If we saw one person take out trees, we don't really need to see 1,000 of them.
Yeah, don't these people know they're filming them for
yeah,
derogatory
like, do
purposes?
Do something. Oh, there goes the log.
He just fucking chucked it. He didn't place it. He just
no,
chucked
like,
it.
Fuck this log.
He's
there
like,
you go.
Fuck your logs, bitch.
Do we get to see any aminals?
Yeah, we did at the beginning.
No forest. No forest. And what? So we assist.
Using nature's own eternal tool. He's going to burn that shit to the ground.
Oh my god. How is that helpful?
That's wildfires are a good thing.
Why?
When they happen on their own.
No, he's setting
because,
things on
yes,
fire.
You remove the dead stuff and it creates.
It just recreates.
It's nutrient for the soil, yeah.
Ooh, he literally set the whole forest on fire. That whole mountain is on fire right now.
They're doing it, so they
that's
have.
That's crazy.
Did
so
you not learn anything in any of your science
I didn't
classes?
Know they did fire on purpose. This whole fucking place is on fire.
It's a controlled burn.
Fern Gully Fairy wouldn't like that.
Well, the Fern Gully Fairy doesn't know shit.
No, she doesn't. Yes. Oh, shit, that looks awesome.
Looks like,
Oh, man.
Looks like hell.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Mustafar.
Fire is a very cleansing element.
I love fire. I could always go for more fire.
Like I just planted a twig and he hopes it fucking grows. Wasn't even
oh,
a
they have grass on their backs.
They
look like Ninja Turtle grasshoppers.
Ninja Turtle grass helpers.
Oh, they have pockets of grass, too.
These motherfuckers are bursting at the seams with grass.
I want that to be my Halloween costume. Oh, they're dead.
And then you wait.
And then wait.
They were
and
all slaughtered.
Ooh, 10 years and all those trees came out?
That's not bad.
That's crazy.
I've been alive for 10 years more than once.
I bet he lied. To keep our forests not simply productive, but ooh, a productive. Life, ooh, swamp. And beauty as well. It's a green swamp. It's like Florida. Oh, it looks like actually the bayou with all those weepy trees.
No.
The willows.
Looks, no, the willows. It looks like
Grandmother Willow.
Ireland. What's, oh, she's from the Pocahontas.
The Pocahontas. This. It's like the Garden Grill.
The Garden Grill Ville Room.
The Garden Grill Room. Yeah, the Garden Grill Room.
To the technology of irrigation, using our water resources with greater care and effectiveness.
That was the Grill Land Room, wasn't it?
Land Grill Room.
Land Grill Room. The technology of no-till farming. Oh, no-tilling. I love that. I need plowing. I'll go without tilling, but don't take away my plowing.
Sometimes she needs a good plowing.
Giving the soil precious time to regenerate its own.
Sometimes you need a hoe for plowing.
So symbiosis means rush nature along, I guess.
It
needs
to work together. It's good for nature. It's good for us.
Reset nature.
We both work together.
Oh, shit. That plane. Oh.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails?
Chemical trails.
Oh.
Not a real thing. Not a real thing.
Chemtrails.
It should be.
Yeah, he should be the guy driving that airplane.
It's a character I'm going to make up.
Is he tilling or plowing? Or seeding? Or chopping?
Harvesting.
Harvesting, yeah. What's he... Oh, he's like taking shit up, huh? Oh.
Yep.
He's mowed down the whole thing. The world's precious arable land will be made arable. Poor planning. Pure. Uncontrolled development. This guy has weird sounds.
He knows what he's doing. How much more of the world's rain will fall bearing
pollutants that poison our lakes? Mutants? Rivers,
pollutants.
Oh, he scared me. The rain was going to create mutants?
I wish.
X-Men shit?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, this music getting me pumped. Fucking this guy Superman's in the middle about of fucking farmland.
That's fucking Jonathan Smallville. Kent right there.
Yeah. He's in the middle of a fucking field doing nothing.
He's looking over his farm.
He's like, this is symbiosis.
He's like, it's fucking 4 a.m. I got a shit ton of stuff I gotta do.
Look at this fucking land. I have so much to do.
It's like I should really have a lot more children.
Oh, that's nice. No one's alone, everybody. You hear that? If you were just about to kill yourself,
is that it?
You don't have to. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, we'll listen to that in a bit.
Nothing in the universe exists alone.
No one. Nothing. Not a word. Not
that's
a thing.
The least emo thing I've ever heard.
Least, yeah, I guess. He's just like helping out all the little kids.
Fuck that guy. So what'd you think?
It was interesting, I guess. It probably wasn't better than the Lion King one.
It was.
It was?
It was better to me. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. It
would
felt
you still,
like... It,
would you make the trip to go see that?
Yeah, there was science involved in it. Like, it was actually educational.
I'd only go in there because I had no idea what symbiosis meant.
It didn't teach you. It
didn't really tell me. It should have just literally said the meaning of it.
Right.
It,
I mean,
should have said the definition,
it did,
probably.
It did, but it didn't at the same time.
Yeah, didn't literally spell it out for me. It was all right.
I like that it was actually educational.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't remember the
Lion
King
used to
one
be
being
educational.
Actually written. Like, it just goes over stuff.
No, I think it's somewhat educational, especially if you don't know a thing about recycling.
I'll have to recap, but yeah.
At the time, no one did. No one was recycling in like 92 anyways.
But like, this is old, and it was teaching you things.
Yeah, like light my local forest on fire, right?
Yeah, everyone should
I'm
go out
to
and,
do that.
And
I should go to my parents' house and do that
I'm
for
like,
them.
I'm not
going to
say that because I don't
want
to be...
Well,
associated.
I'll say it. I'll light that shit on fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Guess where we're going next?
I don't know.
It's in the land.
Just living with the land.
We
only
have one thing
love.
Left in the land from opening day, and it is listen to the land.
Why are you holding it like that?
Because I can read it this way. Remember listen to the land?
Yeah, I always remember
Replaced
it.
Now by living with the land.
Fuck.
It opened October 1st, 1982, closed September 27th, 1993, to be replaced by Living with the Land, which was pretty much the same ride, except...
now it's narrated by Robert Osborne.
They moved a few things around and took out the song, which doesn't make any sense. Why would you remove the song? But I guess because the title of the name or the ride changed, so it couldn't be Listen to the Land anymore, God forbid. You have to live with the land.
They could have just re-sang it and said, just living with the land.
They could have. They should have. They should still play it, I think.
Thank goodness for being able to listen to it still, though.
So, yeah, the only thing that moved was, like, the biotechnology lab was relocated from the exit to the creative greenhouse. And now, obviously, like, a few years ago, they changed it to no cast member anymore. Did we go on with the cast member the first time?
First time we did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that guy that was sitting in the aquarium in a chair, like, by himself. He wasn't doing anything.
He was all alone in the universe.
He was so creepy. He was alone. He was alone always. I was like, what are you doing here? Sir, do you work here?
He likes the fish.
He was just like sitting there. He wasn't even looking at us. He just didn't move.
I like going through the part with the fish and the alligators and stuff, knowing that those are all being kept
executed
to be consumed. Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing really to say about this.
They got some interesting plants, though.
They do. And I kind of want to eat them. I think we might do the... behind the seeds tour.
Definitely. It's cheap enough, right?
It's $20. Like $20, and then I think it's 15% off even with AP. So
I mean, it's a lot cheaper than the Kingdom
if anyone's
keys.
Interested, it does like every half an hour, I think they do a behind the seeds tour at Living with the Land, and it's only like $20, and I think it's 20 minutes or something, maybe half an hour. Sometimes you get to eat the veggies and stuff like that.
All right, you answered my question.
What?
Why only sometimes?
Why
I was
going
to say, do you get like something besides the tour? Do you get like a seed?
Yeah, sometimes they'll give you like a pepper or like cucumber or something like that, I think. And then you get to like let go of like butterflies or moths or whatever the fuck they... Ladybugs, that's what
it is. I
don't
want fucking those things. Ladybugs are violent. Ladybugs was also starring...
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield. Was that a DCOM?
I don't know. I don't think it was Disney.
I remember watching it on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, I do too, but... I think there was one similar to that on Disney Channel, like a soccer movie of some sort.
Yeah, but that one was actually on the Disney Channel too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Ready to listen with the land?
Yeah, I'm always ready to listen
to the land. Oh, sorry, listen to the land. I actually put a little bit more in here. I wanted to see the walk around of the land, like when I remember it. You'll see the inside of the land looks so much better when it first opened. You'll see like now it looks like shit compared to what it used to look like.
All right, let's find out.
Except I didn't know these little queue things were here in the beginning.
Because the queue sucks now.
Oh, look, you have to walk through these little things to get into the land. You
don't have to do that anymore.
That's going to create such traffic. Why would you do that? Oh, look, there's the Good Turn restaurant. Or the Living, the Land Bar Room
the
Grill
land grill
restaurant.
The
Land Grill Room.
Land Grill Room.
Yeah, I love that place. Oh, I love the symbol on the wall. I wish they had that still. Okay, so the balloons are still in the air, but they used to have...
Those umbrellas are still
there. Yeah, those umbrellas.
Those are still there, aren't
they?
No,
they're not.
I thought I saw them.
Those aren't there in the fountain in the middle isn't there anymore either. Look at it. Looks amazing.
Oh, looks like Mount Everest.
It looks so cool. Is it like foggy on the bottom? That's pretty sweet. Oh, look, the air balloons are moving. They don't move anymore.
Way to go, Land Pavilion.
Oh, man, I miss the way it used to be.
They were probably consuming too much electricity.
No. Fucking put some solar panels on there and call it a day. Look, it looks like there's even more seating in there than there is now.
That's
they put
true.
All those
looks
damn
like
walls up now,
everywhere.
And you have to go around them and, like, go in a different section of each cafeteria of seating. It's like, why don't you just have it wide open, you know?
It does suck now.
Yeah. I mean, that fountain takes up a lot of room, but it's beautiful.
It's also the
farmer's market.
Like
oh, barbecue.
The best spot to go to just chill,
ooh,
though.
Barbecue. Ooh, potato store.
Fuck yeah.
Bakery shop. Potato store sounds great.
Cheese shop.
Oh, craft.
They just sell fucking
look at
craft singles.
Is that dolphins? A fish?
Yeah.
Penguins?
Stingrays.
Ooh, that fountain's so pretty.
That's
ooh, you can
Steve
eat at
Irwin
it. This table's right next to it.
I bet those were fucking prime real estate.
Ooh, look at the murals on the ceiling. Damn.
Michelangelo painted those.
I wish those balloons would still move. That looks so fun. I used to love going in here.
I don't feel like that glass ceiling's still there either.
I think it is, but there's just, like, nothing to look at now. It's, like, it looks old, but not, like, in a good way. Like, they took all the old good stuff out, and they just left it old-looking. Oh, the Good Turn. That looks nicer than it does now. The Land Grill Room was there?
It was
Holy
there.
Holy shit! That was really there on May 14, 1986.
For a day.
The Land Grill Room. I'm gonna make a restaurant here called the Land Grill Room. It's too many fucking words. Land Grill Bar Restaurant Room.
Do you... Yeah.
What's this water?
The Land Grill Room Bistro.
Is this Living with the Land? We haven't got on yet.
Yeah, I don't...
It looks
yeah,
like
I just
we're
want,
on, but
where
we're
you
not
told
on.
Me to start. just
we're in there. Land. This is a prairie
it looks
dogs.
Like we're on the moon.
I really like this jazz. I do like this jazzy music.
I can't fucking talk and take things in at the same time. What's on fire in the background there?
You know, when you set the forest on fire and it has to replant itself.
That's
what, that's what you're doing.
Oh, that's look, not what happened.
Go wagging their tail. Oh, this must be from like the views from the Good Turn restaurant.
Oh, that must be the five-legged goat.
Oh, no. Don't say that. That's in the contemporary.
I know where it is.
From Mary Blair.
I know who
your
it's
good
from.
Friend Mary Blair that you didn't remember.
We had dinner the other day.
Yeah, she's awesome.
It was more like a lunch dinner, but...
Yeah. All right. I didn't know we were going to look at the fucking land from the Good Turn for so long.
I think I actually had a teacher named Mary Blair, or I delivered papers to someone named Mary Blair.
Oh, it was probably her. Probably knew a legend and we didn't even know it.
Yeah. When does this fucking ride start?
I'm not sure. I guess I didn't watch enough of Martin's video to figure out.
Well, I can't blame him.
I just wanted to see the inside of the land pavilion, but now we're just looking at the view from up top.
There's nothing I can do at this point either.
Well, you can fast forward to wherever it does start. But I'm not really sure.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's soon.
I think we're almost.
Yeah. We'll just jibber jabber.
We can, yeah, because that's what we're fucking good at. No, look, there's people getting on. That's what it looks like.
Oh.
Or no.
There's a
boat. That's the ride.
Yeah, that's the boat. The boat. Oh, look, was it open?
Very
oh, wow.
Dark.
Wait, it's open to the restaurant?
It's like a bridge.
It's definitely not like that anymore,
is it?
That's
sick.
We've never gone in there. We've never eaten at the Garden Grill. I don't really plan to, but I would.
We always hear the food sucks there.
I'm sure it's okay,
but like... It's all fresh and natural.
No, I don't mind that. It's like... I'm pretty sure it's just like Liberty Tree Tavern or whatever. It's pretty much
I fucking love that food.
But it's not the exact same stuff. Like, it has fish and stuff.
Yeah. Tilapia.
It sounds okay, but I don't really like want to spend $35 there. But we do need to... You know,
like I really
set
love
sail for tomorrow's
the Liberty
what?
Tree Tavern. Tomorrow's future.
Oh.
I wasn't reading. I don't
yeah,
know,
I don't
what,
know
it
what it said. We should eat at Garden Grill eventually, though. At least the boats look more or less the same still. It's kind of loud.
It is?
A little bit. Guy's fucking screaming in my ear. Oh, look at his nice little glasses. What a cute kid.
I only wear one head, one pod.
Yeah, it was pretty loud. Oh, no eating? Photography?
No flash photography.
No photography. Don't get splashed.
Don't be taking any flashes for your photography.
Ooh, don't get flashed.
Ooh, do get flashed.
What the hell are those, seeds?
Do the flashing.
Ooh, this looks different. Looks foresty.
It looks like the end part.
Whoa, this doesn't look like it at all.
Yeah, this is the end part, isn't it?
No, we don't ever go through this part. It's not all lit up and shit like this.
Fucking looks like we're going into Pandora.
Oh, this looks awesome. Why did they get rid of this part?
Because it's not screen
accurate.
It does.
Accurate. It looks like the Navi Journey. Right?
They just moved this to the land, Animal Kingdom.
This to the land. Oh, it's the best song. To the land we are. We'll shine above. Oh, look at the lights. Why did they get rid of this part? It looks like Figment.
Dude, this part's sick.
It does. Holy
just
shit.
Just imagine you're a seed.
Oh my god. It looks like we're inside a body of some sort. Oh my
fucking
god.
This is sick.
This is the best part.
Photosynthesis.
They got rid of it. Fucking song and all this awesome light up shit. It's like, look, we're in Wonderland.
That's
huge
yeah.
flowers and
that
shit
fucking
everywhere.
Fucking pumpkin is diesel.
It's so cute. It's like we're a plant.
I seem bigger at the top. So
oh,
fair.
Shit. That pumpkin is big. Oh, there's big grapes or cherries or something. They're
oh.
lit up. Holy shit.
Cherry Poppin, whatever her name is.
Sherry Bobbins.
Cherry on top.
Oh, have you seen that episode of The Simpsons?
No.
The Mary Poppins episode. It's called Sherry Bobbins.
No, I haven't
oh, it's
seen
a good
that.
One. We'll watch that.
I'm not a Simpsons guy.
I know, but you should be.
I'm a South Park guy.
This looks cool, too.
Yeah, but let's get to the fucking land part of it.
Now we have to go on this next time and see what was in that room that they got rid of. Oh, you know what it was? All that farm shit.
What do you mean?
All the farming tools and shit.
I don't. It's so...
In that video, that old-ass video that plays.
It's so forgettable. I thought that was at the end.
No, there's like an... No, that was the beginning, I think.
I always remembered it at the end.
So they got rid of all that cool light-up flowers to put in fucking old farming shit. Great.
Spectacular.
We'll figure it out if the farming shit's in here or not.
Yeah, I mean, I really only remember seeing, like, the plants and stuff.
There's, like, a whole room of, like, plows and stuff.
I thought this was at the end.
No. I felt like this was the first room, not that whole flowery room that they went through.
Maybe this is the first room now.
Yeah, maybe. What the fuck? Why'd they get rid of all that stuff? That was awesome.
They probably have to make it smaller for other rides.
You guys have to watch this video. If you don't like Living with the Land, you should watch this, because then you'll be like, oh, that was better.
If you don't like Living with the Land, well, you better fucking get used to it, because everyone's living with the land.
Mm. Fast and fertile. Like your mother.
Hey.
Not you. Oh. That guy.
I was going to say like me, but...
What was that buffalo guy? That little baby buffalo.
Way to go, buffalo.
You keep doing what you do. It was that guy's house at the farm.
Oh, well, now we're in Simple Times Mountain, yeah.
I like that there's a narrator better, like a cast member. So much easier.
Right. Room for improvisation.
Yeah, and they can ask questions and stuff.
Look at that sun coming up over the horizon there.
Yeah, it looks nice. I feel like it's much darker when we go on. Yeah. Oh, look, a goat.
Oh, another five-legged goat.
Mm-hmm. All five legs.
Oh my gosh, they all have five legs. Oh, that's just a penis.
Oh, this is the farmer room. What the hell is the... There must be nothing in the beginning now, then.
No, I'm pretty sure you go straight into that desert
wow,
scene.
Wow, that's bullshit. If we go through a dark room first, I'm going to be like, this used to be better! What the fuck?
She will, too.
I will. I'll yell that. Hopefully everyone will do it with me.
And they'll kick her off.
I'm going on with other people, so
and she'll say, aren't you coming? I'll say, no, I like this ride.
Nah.
This used to be the fucking end.
No, this is the middle. At least they're playing the song, though. Now it's just like, a long time ago, we used to... Da, da, da.
And now it's educational.
We get the shovel. Still same video, though. It's all jazzy with the Listen to the Land song. It's too late.
It definitely comes across as more upbeat right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something fucking happened.
Yeah, Martin, let us listen to the song.
He cut this shit in, yeah.
I love this song. I love all the old Epcot Center music.
Me too. They really had it. I don't know why
they
had to change
it. We gotta get it on vinyl. There's a vinyl of all these songs. All the old ones.
I don't need it on vinyl.
I do.
If you get it on vinyl, we can never play it.
No, we'll get a vinyl record player. I already have records, so.
Please, no standing, sir.
Sit down! You'll fall! Ma'am, I work here. Ooh, a tunnel.
About time we got to the fucking good part.
No, I think the good part was in the beginning. Judging the plants?
Don't judge the plants,
your
please.
Your fat cucumber. Ma'am, don't do that. We just said don't judge the plant. Ooh, cacao. I love that.
I love some cacao. Some coconut cacao.
Cacao. Mmm, that cacao looks delicious.
Cacao.
Stop judging me.
It's chocolate. For those of you who don't know.
Cacao. Ooh, coconuts.
Oh, nice coconut.
Ooh, mild sunshine.
What are those, double D coconuts?
Ooh, avocados. Avocados grow on trees.
Avocados look like
the
ball
snaps.
I
did not know that. It's an excellent grain to grow here because it thrives in many different tropical terrains. Mmm.
Yeah, but what is it?
I love the land. It's so cool.
Wheat.
It's so, like, sunny in there.
It's fucking, like, 3,000 times hotter, though.
No, it's not hot.
It is. If you stayed in there, it would be.
Mmm, I love pineapple. I'm going to grow some.
You've been saying that for a long time.
I can't grow it here. What the hell's that?
It's something bean.
String bean. Or cacao bean or something.
It's a wicked bean. A wrecked bean.
Mmm. These trees look delicious. Oh, what's that?
Sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potato. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
Gross.
Yum. Ooh, fish farming.
Fucking love fish farming.
Oh, there's no tanks. Oh, shit, it's different.
They're underwater. You can't see them.
Oh, shit. It's like a pool. Wait, those are just fucking...
They're in the same water you are. That's gross.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, this one has a tank. What are those, sturgeon?
That's the same.
That's bass.
Sunshine?
Sunshine Bass.
Sunshine Bass. Just
never heard of that.
Sunshine Bass.
We all love. Oh, what's that? Tilapia?
We'll say it is, but it wasn't.
Oh, what's this? Oh, shit, those are scary. Oh, ooh. I don't like that. What
those
is that?
Those fucking paddlefish.
Oh, God, they're so scary.
Paco. We love some Paco.
They had, like, such long noses.
They're called sawfish. That's another word
for them. Oh, I didn't like that. Oh, what are those?
Catfish.
I hate fish. Like, they scare me so bad.
Those are catfish?
Almost as bad as birds.
Ew. American shrimp?
Ew. They were all moving around.
Because they were shrimp.
Ew. Oh.
These are some fucking logs that we have piled.
Yeah, this is how you make fire. What did it say? I can't fucking read anything this guy films. Ooh.
Sunflower.
Sunflower?
Yep.
Mm, I love sunflower seeds.
Until you get them sunflower seeds.
What the hell are we looking at?
The land.
Cotton.
Oh, that's nice.
Love cotton.
That's not what I imagine cotton looking like. It's green.
It's delicious. So good for you. Oh, what's that? Fucking guys.
Amaretto.
Cotton. You see that cotton?
God damn, look at all this cotton over there.
A lot of cotton.
Nobody
here.
Picking it, neither.
No. What's that, Shanghai?
Sorghum.
Sorghum?
Sorghum.
Sorghum.
Very good.
Delicious.
No, it's really like an impressive crop.
Ooh, save space. Cucumber.
Cukes.
I love cucumber.
Lots of sluts in this area.
Put some Italian dressing on that shit. I love nutrients. Ooh, I love lettuce.
What a generic thing to say. Soylent? Where do they keep the Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
What, this is lettuce?
Ladybugs. Pest management.
They use ladybugs as pest management.
Pest control. Oh, they said ladybugs.
Because ladybugs fuck up the other bugs.
Good. You rotate your cocks?
You gotta rotate your cocks.
What was that, lemon?
Lemons and limes, bitches.
We need more lemon pledge.
Tomato.
I said tomato.
I said tomato.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Exactly.
Popper.
Peppers.
Oh, pepper.
What the fuck is a popper?
I love poppers. This is delicious. And nutritious. Oh, look at that guy's hat. It's very nice.
Very pink.
Very 80s. Ooh, lettuce.
We
that doesn't
love
look like lettuce.
Lettuce.
There's nothing in there.
It's a fucking
it's absolutely bare.
Pyramid of lettuce.
Also just took all the lettuce off.
I see a tomato.
No, you don't, you cunt.
Shut the fuck up. Peppers. I love oxygen.
A bitch thought they were tomatoes.
Needs a, it gives them the electrolytes they need.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd they bring back? Sand?
They brought back some fucking plants.
Mmm.
Moon plant.
Moon cheese. Oh shit, there's NASA stuff in here.
This motherfucker just said space agriculture.
What the hell's space agriculture?
We ain't never been on the moon long enough.
Oh, they grew those in the spaceship? Supporting life in space. Yeah, you probably don't have that anymore.
We ain't
considering
never.
NASA isn't even like existing anymore.
It's a real thing.
I thought they weren't funded anymore. Embryos from carrot leaf cells, oh boy.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Exciting.
Doesn't matter if they exist, we have SpaceX now.
This guy has a twitch going on with his hand, and he won't stop doing it.
Oh my god, what is that?
It's so weird. Oh, we're going back in the plant? Oh, now he's itching his ass.
He's like, I gotta fucking sit on my hand.
Oh, he's not even talking.
It's not his voice. You're a phony.
Ooh, biotechnology. There's always these, like, tube things shaking in the land, in the living of the land. You ever notice that?
Yeah, that's science. They're doing science
experiments. They're just shaking always. I don't think they're actually doing anything in there.
They're agitating.
Ooh, the song. Ladies and gentlemen, for your enjoyment, we do have two other attractions in the land pavilion. What? Kitchen Cabaret. Yes.
What the? Is this ride that boring that he has to start introducing the other ride?
Symbiosis. I thought it was symbiosis. Did I say it wrong?
It's all pertinent on your accent.
It's all relative.
Yeah, certainly. Fuck yeah. They didn't show the alligators.
No, I guess there wasn't alligators at that time. Could have been added later.
They're a new species.
Probably always changed to different things. Seasonal
I don't think so,
items.
Because a lot of those are still there.
Yeah.
Cotton, tomatoes.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Paprika.
You are great. Oh, yeah. Look at the fountain. Looks so awesome. Oh, look at it.
I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now there's flowers in the middle. That's that sick. Didn't, that wasn't there before. Well, oh, man, that looks so cool. Oh.
Yep.
That was fun. I like that.
That was a lot of fun.
Listen to the land was a lot better than living with the land.
Very similar.
Oh, man. I love that part in the beginning, though. That was really cool. Looked like we were in Figment. I miss Figment.
I do wish I could ride some of these rides.
I really do. I really wish we could watch, like, we could go through Figment and Horizons. And I was hoping, like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they could do for, like, an anniversary, but, like, if they could somehow bring it back on, like, virtual reality or something like that.
All they're doing is putting out pins with
sucks.
Old things on them.
I wish they would really put the money into, like, a classic attraction, bringing it back somehow.
That'd
like,
be sick.
Make one fucking good classic attraction that everybody wants back, which is probably Horizons.
What they should do is on Spaceship Earth is they should rotate between narrators.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
I agree.
Just for the 35th.
I agree. Or choose your own narrator and make it so that no one else can hear it, you know?
Well, we already discussed it. That's
but
not
I'm
how
saying that,
works. That
should be an option. I mean, so you could pick Germany. You can pick German languages. So what's the difference?
Yeah, like, but I don't think anyone ever has. I think if you pick the other languages.
I did, so.
Is it the voice doesn't change, though?
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
it's
it
not
does?
Her. Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, we're going on it twice. We should try a different language
so,
one of the time.
Well, no. I want to know what they're saying. So
we
do,
know what they're saying.
So do American. Like, pick
English.
Well, American English is different than English, United Kingdom
English.
Oh,
she's English English.
So pick English, and then it should give you...
Jeremy Irons. And Judy.
Judy Dench, and whoever else has done it. You should be able to pick.
Walter Cronkite's done it, but I don't think he...
Not a big fan
like
of that guy.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
I wish Richard Nixon did it.
I am not a crook, and this is Spaceship Earth.
That'd be perfect. That was excellent.
That's what he says the whole time. It's like, shut up, Nixon. I'm only fucking halfway through the fucking ride, and I can't take you anymore.
Before and after every sentence, he says, I am not a crook.
This is the 1950s, and I am not a crook yet.
This is when they went to space.
This is the moon landing, and I don't believe it. And
these
I'm Richard
young,
Nixon.
These young hooligan kids in their garage invented the internet. I am not a crook.
I just spilled my milkshake all over myself. God damn it. Just goes off on a fucking tangent.
That'd be terrific.
Sir.
Because they only do these in one take, and they just take whatever they get,
like,
and they go,
fine.
Well, I guess we're
Siemens
fucking stuck
with that. Siemens did not
give
us any more money to retape this, so we have to go with it. I guess we're done with the land for now.
We're done with the land
I
for
think.
Now. We're moving on.
Unless we do Old Soarin', I guess, because that's extinct. We could do California Dreamin' Soarin'.
California. Well, we could, but it's...
We could, but it's far and
far. It's not open. It wasn't an opening day.
No. We have World of Motion we could do.
We got to do that one.
So I don't know which one we're going to do next. I mean, if anyone tells us what to do, we'll just do that.
Yes.
But I also have some ideas about other fantastical things we can do from Epcot. Plus, there was so many videos done on Epcot. I don't know why there was so much promotion, like, crazy.
Because it was supposed to be the big thing.
Yeah. So maybe we can watch some of those, too, because those would be fun.
The experimental.
I've never watched Danny Kaye's movie.
I'm Danny Kaye.
And I'm wet at Epcot Center.
I'm live and wet. Keep your personal matters to yourself,
Danny.
Yeah,
we don't care how wet you are in your fucking drawers. All right. Well, we got to go pack now for Disney.
Fuck yeah.
We're leaving in nine or eight days, somewhere in between there. Right?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
9 or 8 days for Disney.
What day do we leave?
The 22nd.
God damn.
Oh.
9 days.
Holy
not
crap.
Not even. I mean, I'm going to say 8 days because it's fucking late.
Oh
in the
my
day.
God, we're not even prepared. We have to make the passports and everything. Oh God.
We just have to print them. We already made them.
Fuck. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
All right, well.
You want to tell them where to meet us? Where to find us?
Meet us in Disney.
That's right, but.
Well, we probably won't see you.
Tell them to share.
Because we already know who we're hanging out with and fuck you. We're going, let's see. You can go to whatsdispodcast.com and order shirts. They are on sale until when?
I didn't read.
Friday or Saturday?
Probably 48 hours.
They're on sale or they're not on sale, depending on when you listen
to
this.
That's true. You should always be checking for sales because they're sporadic and we don't always know.
Right. But there's lots of good shirts for Disney on there. We have quote request on there if you need a quote for any Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Aulani, Vero Beach, Hilton Head.
Actually, Norwegian I think it might cruise. Just be a Disney World quote.
Yeah, but you can write whatever you want.
That's true.
So if you need anything like that, just let me
email
know.
Her.
Oh, I did a Universal trip recently too. My friend went to Universal.
And what was the review?
She loved it. It was a weekend, but she got everything, you know, Harry Potter. So sounded fun.
It's really the only reason to go now, huh? Harry Potter.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, all the other old rides are pretty much gone, so.
Harry Potter Simpsons, and the Simpsons world.
Simpsons is great. Simpsons did it. What else? You can download all our episodes. You can leave us a review on iTunes so that people can find us better and easier.
That's what they say, but I don't know how accurate
that
is. Yeah,
I don't really think it does anything, but we like to read the reviews and
that's true. That's,
get them.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Contact us on Facebook at What's This Page.
What's this look page?
Up
what's,
yeah, it's a, I don't know what the fuck look, the link is.
Look up, what's,
look up
this
what's
This
Podcast. Yeah, What's This Pod on Twitter. I never use it, but you know, we're there. So we might tweet
so
the
why don't
episode.
You just do yours then?
Oh, mine I think is Jillian As You Wish Vacations.
On Twitter?
Yeah. You can look that up, but you'll find me, or Jilly Baby, but I'm not spelling that out because it's stupid.
Okay.
So just look up Jillian As You Wish Vacations and you should find me. And we're doing the meetup September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. And if you want to meet us down there, if you're a local, just let me know and we'll meet you somewhere, I guess. Maybe. Or maybe we'll just tell you no.
That's right.
We don't want to see you. Still waiting on Fort Wilderness to open back up.
What do you think is going to happen if it doesn't?
Then people won't stay there, probably.
Well, us. Not fucking...
I don't know. I think I'll try to get a free villa out of it or something.
Good call.
It's only one night, so they should comp us something cool.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Got some good games we're going to play, some ceremonies and shit. It'll be so fun. Got a lot planned. You ready to drink?
I've been drinking already.
I haven't, and I'm not good at drinking. I'm probably going to lose.
I'm phenomenal at drinking.
I'm going to lose sorely.
I've been practicing my whole life.
I haven't. I rarely drink.
Well, not my whole life, but...
It only takes like 2 beers to get me drunk, pretty much.
I'm a mild alcoholic, I think.
Yeah. So that'll come in handy.
Yes.
You'll nail it. Anything else?
I don't think I have anything, no.
Want to discuss any of the Disney movies we saw?
Which ones did we see?
I don't know. What did we watch? Well, we saw all the Lilo and Stitch. Well, we didn't even watch all the Lilo and Stitch.
We still got the fucking series.
Oh, Bolt, we saw.
Bolt. I loved Bolt.
It was pretty good, considering that I wasn't expecting a whole lot.
I just don't remember what we've seen and if we talked about it in the last one.
It was something else. Oh, Black Cauldron we also watched.
That's the one I wasn't sure if we'd done
one
since.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It reminded me of Sword in the Stone, but like darker.
It's fucking terrifying. That's exactly what it is.
It was really cool, though. It was very interesting. It wasn't a was that isn't that bad?
Yeah, the movie was a bust in theaters.
Oh, in theaters, yeah. And then it got released on DVD like 20 years later or something. It's fucking ridiculous.
VHS.
That was a good one. I like it a lot. I think that's all we've done for Disney so far.
The fucking villain was terrifying.
Yeah, the bone guy.
The Horned King.
Yeah, he was really scary. Like
he should be.
He might be like one of the top villains I could think of.
Him and Chernabog are the two scariest.
Chernabog, I'd say the rapey guy from Hunchback, but I don't think he was as scary as he could have been. And then Frollo, and then who else was I thinking of? Facilier's pretty scary, but he's also kind of stupid. He's smart, but like
he's also
he got outwitted, and he had like this bumbling idiot as a. Which most people do as
you
a
have
sidekick.
To. They have to be a downfall.
Like Shmi and...
But he was like a pawn to his friends on the other side.
That's true. They kind of used him, right?
They were just using him,
and
yeah.
Then they kind of killed him or whatever
right.
happens. Yeah. So he got screwed. Him...
He's kind
Scar's
of a tragic
kind
hero.
Scar's kind of conniving and...
Scar is terrifying. Jafar.
Jafar doesn't scare me.
Jafar, when he turns into a genie...
Yeah,
when he has
scary.
The genie under his power...
Yeah.
He's fucking scary as shit.
Yeah. I was scared of that when I was little.
God damn.
I can't think of any other ones that really scare me that much.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, say goodbye to the folks.
Goodbye, folks. Just make believe you're a tiny little seed. A tiny little seed that's reaching up to meet your need. With the right amount of faith and the right amount of earth. You'll grow to see the sunshine on your day of birth. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon.
Listen to the land, listen to the land. When springtime comes, how can you tell? The air is always filled with orange blossom smell. Come summertime, the warmest sunshine, and the world is full of flowers and good melon rhymes.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land.
When autumn falls, it's a harvest show. With north winds blowing all the seeds that it must sow. Come winter time, the rain must fall. Till once again the new year and the springtime call.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land.
The seasons come and the seasons go. Nature knows everything that it must know. The earth and man can be good friends. Let's listen so our harvest time will never end.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land. Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine above. Listen to the land, listen to the land.
Just make believe you're a tiny little seed, a tiny little seed that's reaching up to me.